The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Due to financial discrepancies within the Los Angeles Dodgers organization, the club has been taken over by Major League Baseball itself. Here to talk about that, attorney at law, Joel Rosengold.
Just
have a seat
down here briefly.
And, have a seat.
Hello. Hi. How are you? Hi. Hello. Yes, I'm
so here. You are totally, you are aware of what's going on in MLB.
Introduction, please.
We already did.
We introduced you as...
He said, then I came in, mm-hmm. I thought, and please give me the formal. I thought that was...
Here again, ladies and gentlemen, attorney at law, Joel Rosengold.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Better?
Joel Rosengold, attorney at law.
Wow.
Yes, thank you.
You're so still nice with the same with firm?
Yes, I'm with Rosengold and Rosengold, as I have been for 43 years.
Wow.
Who's the other Rosengold?
Well, that's my younger brother. That's my younger brother, Josh Rosengold.
Uh-huh. Short for Joshua.
Yes. Well, I don't know why. I'm not sure why you seem to be nervously laughing at that.
It's not funny.
A name. My name is Joel. His name is Joshua. Uh-huh. And his short name is Josh.
He's in Seattle.
Why so funny?
Any other siblings?
We have one. We have one. We have one sister.
One a sister?
Yentl.
Licenciado.
Hello?
Licenciado.
Are you speaking Spanish?
Yes, I am, sir.
Oh, yes.
I am Oscar Santana from the Santana Times.
I am not bilingual. I'm not bilingual.
Licenciado means license.
I was told I was here to talk about
Major
League Baseball's taking over of the Los Angeles Dodgers because the McCourts, Jamie and Frank, have been unable to reach a settlement in their divorce.
LA loves the Dodgers.
Yes, East LA loves the Dodgers, but unfortunately no one loves
divorce. So mi gente needs to know.
See.
They need to know.
See.
Oh, your Spanish is pretty good.
Gracias.
They need to know, is it tough working during Passover?
Well, one of the things you have to understand when you are working in the law is that the law waits for no man.
It moves forward.
And whether you're having religious restrictions, dietary restrictions, or personal reasons of any kind, unfortunately, the law never sleeps. So it's necessary for me in order to provide the proper support to my clients, I have to be available 24/7.
Does Josh understand this as well?
I don't know why you continue to bring up Joshua.
Your brother Josh Rosengold.
My brother Joshua, working now, is in patents and contracts.
Let's see if I can.
He is not on the litigation side of the firm.
Try to get us back on
track. Does he ever wear a hat?
Of course, I would assume he wears a hat occasionally. What is your point?
Just trying
what
to.
What is your name?
My name is Rob Spiewak.
Let me write that down.
No, don't.
Please do not write that down.
No.
And, how do I spell that?
S-P-E. W-A-K.
Spiewak.
Yes, we were hoping to ask Mr. Rosengold about the situation with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, I did have a question.
That's what I'm here to. Yes. I was told I was going to come on the program and speak about the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Did Sandy Koufax ever play when they moved to Los Angeles?
No, I don't believe so. I believe it. Yes, of course he did.
Well, I know he started
played
in Brooklyn.
In Los Angeles. He started in Brooklyn.
Right.
What's your point?
I'm just curious.
I'm talking about the current incarnation of the team.
Today's
and you're bringing
Dodgers.
Up my brother and Sandy Koufax.
Well, it's not like I'm talking. I didn't ask you about Hank Greenberg.
Now, there you go. Oh, all right. Fine.
You see what? Where this is going.
I think fine. Like Larry Fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's actually short for Feinberg. He changed his name.
I think
for
I understand
show business.
Where you're going right now.
I don't even know.
Yeah, you would shouldn't be a closeted anti-Semite.
Oh,
you?
There's nothing in my closet.
I think you may be. I'm worried about you.
No, worry not. Yeah, all is well.
This is a subject I was told to avoid with
no,
you.
No, it's just
because it concerns sports.
I just know that it's a mitzvah that you were able to join us today.
Senor.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it.
Senor.
That. Yes. Back to the brown person.
Oh.
Now, look, now who's now doing who's it? Doing
yeah, I feed off of it with you.
I understand.
Seriously, S-A-D to all of you.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Shelley, I've got a smart kid here. He's got some good ideas about how to revitalize the Shangri-La.
Revitalize? What are you talking about? We did $35 million last year.
But why don't you just hear the kid out, huh?
Shelley, I want you to know that I have nothing but the utmost respect for you. You've done a tremendous job with the Shangri-La over the last 16 years, and I don't think anybody can dispute that.
Yeah, nobody doubts that, Shelley.
But the business has changed. Just take a look at the Strip. You see what I'm talking about.
What? You mean that Disneyland Mook Fest out there? Huh? Come on, you know what that is? Huh? That's a fucking violation, is what that is. Something that used to be beautiful. Used to have class, like a gorgeous, high-priced hooker with an exclusive clientele. And then along comes that Steve Wynn sucker and knocks her up and puts her in a fucking family way. And now she's nothing but a cheap, fat whore hiding behind too much fucking makeup. I look at her, I see all her fucking stretch marks. It makes me want to cry because I remember the way she used to be. Am I right?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now from his couch, here's Mike.
So that's a printed word on a script. You give that to Alec Baldwin.
Right.
And he turns it into something very, very special.
Magical.
That is from The Cooler.
Cool. Yes.
William H. Macy, Alec Baldwin, MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you very much. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show, enjoyed in 148 countries. Around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
Yay.
This is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Thursday, April 21, 2011, and we are over 6 million downloads and growing every single day. We are brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. CB Lucas made our living room studio cozy and comfy year-round. If you mention this ad, you get your AC tuned up for summer for just $69.
Wow.
69, dude.
That's right, baby.
That's awesome.
And if you need a new high-efficiency system, call them for a free in-home estimate. Get 36 months, same as cash financing, or rebates up to $1,200 on new Trane systems. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas AC and Heating, or click their ad on our website. Am I back to doing that thing where I'm struggling to get through the copy? Because maybe I got 2 hours of sleep last night because I watched the hockey game in Washington, D.C.
An epic game.
Epic game.
Unbelievable, really, for sports fans or not.
Here in Washington, D.C., we are just on the heels of an amazing history-making comeback by the Washington Capitals as they come back and they beat the New York Rangers in Madison Square Garden. The radio station, The Edge, that I work on, 105.9. We were front and center with a controversy involving Coach Bruce Boudreau and comments about the fact that he said Madison Square Garden sucked.
Yes,
that was picked up. We had it, I believe, 1,800 plus articles
worldwide
written about those comments. Mm-hmm. And so we were right in the middle of this. Yep. And then last night, the faithful at Madison Square Garden screaming at Bruce Boudreau going, "Can you hear us?" Because he said the building wasn't loud,
right?
Like Verizon Center is loud. Mm-hmm. And then the Capitals come back after being down 3-0.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, really
and
cool.
Slam the Rangers. And if you're a hockey fan like I am, and you're a Caps fan like I am, the only team that I ever really adopted in this market.
That's true.
You know, it's a thrill. I was a season ticket holder way back in the days at WYRE in Annapolis. I would.
How
go
did you? How were you able to score season tickets back then, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Because you've been a fan since before it was cool to be a Caps.
That's true.
Fan.
That's
and it
true.
Really was cool.
It really, really was.
I'm glad you brought up that angle of this because that's good for this show. I can't even begin to stress how uncool we were.
Used to be.
Really?
Like we super really, dorky, really, not...
Really dorks.
Not yeah. something that people said, wow.
Right.
Real you're a real fan. Dorks.
Not taken seriously.
Yeah. Robert Buzz, do you remember when it was the old Capitol Center, the girl...
That would point and yell at you.
That would point at me.
Not, so not only was it uncool right. to be a Caps fan,
right.
for you, it was dangerous.
It was. There was a lady who was a fan of the old Don and Mike show.
I was going to bring this up. I'm so glad you did.
And I was a season ticket
holder.
And
she was guilty.
Because it was back when I could afford season tickets right. for two reasons. One, they were cheaper than they are
today.
Nobody
else was going.
And two, I was probably making more money than I am today.
Indeed.
So the thing is, we were there
probably.
For season tickets, and it was the old building, which I loved. I loved the old Capitol Center. It was so much fun.
Oh, I hated it.
But there was... Oh, why did you hate it?
Well, because it felt old.
It doesn't like things that are old.
It was not shiny and new, but it was a great place to watch a game.
I loved
Terrible place to see a concert.
Yes.
In my humble opinion, the audio, the acoustics,
rotten.
Absolutely horrible.
Do you know who I think the second concert at the Cap Center was? Elvis Presley. To
really?
Let you know how old it is,
you know
Elvis
I,
played the Cap Center.
I can tell you who I've seen at the Cap Center.
Oscar loves Elvis, too.
I saw at that building.
Wake up, Oscar.
In that building, I saw the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
I saw ZZ Top. Not a big deal. They played everywhere. Right. But... Also, the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra.
Oh,
in 88?
Wow.
I saw it. Maybe it was 88.
How come I didn't see you there? Maybe, I was at that show.
Maybe it was 88. Did he play after 88 ever? Did he ever play the Cap Center after 88?
No, he did not.
Was then this, 88 was the show
was
I went
to. Was this pre or post Madison Square Garden?
this was post. You mean the Sinatra concert?
Yes.
Oh, way past the Sinatra thing at Madison. That was 1974.
I'm just catching up.
Yeah. The main event is 1974.
It is,
right?
Yeah.
So anyway, talking about that building, talking about the Caps, rooting for this. A lady, that's the old Whalers thing. This girl, right? She's like 18 years old.
Yeah, and solidly built, as I recall.
Thick.
Yes.
A thick
she
chick.
Was an a-hole.
And it wasn't, she couldn't have just been 18, Mike, because this was several years, because you had the same tickets every year,
and she'd
know where you were.
I sat in my section, and I would be at the game, and unlike Larry King, who... would stand at the top of the concourse and wait to be recognized.
Right.
I would go to the game and I'd love to get recognized.
Of course.
But I wouldn't like to get pointed out.
Yeah, you wouldn't make a show.
And
out of
because
it, yeah.
radio DJ's celebrity is one step above circus clowns, you know, you're poked fun at.
Yeah. Sure.
And this lady, it was her recreational activity to come up the aisle, stand next to me, and go, "That's Mike O'Mara!"
For four seasons she did this.
And she did it once, and I chuckled. After about the eighth time, I wanted to stab her in the vagine with an ice pick.
And the amazing thing
is... I was that pissed
off. Figuratively speaking.
Really?
Figuratively speaking.
And all this adds up to the fact...
Literally.
You were a fan despite all things making you not want to be a
right.
fan.
It was... I don't know why she did that. I'll never... Well,
I
no,
do.
No, because Don loved the fact that she did
yes,
that.
Yes, of course.
To
of course. Okay.
And once that became the big deal, it was... You know, she did it religiously.
And it was complicated by another fact, too.
Towards the end, I may have gotten the ushers and said, "If she does that again, I want her ass out of here."
Wrestle her to the ground. That.
It was so... You don't understand. I'm not painting a clear enough picture of how...
What? Could you do it
for us? Of how embarrassing
she
made it. No,
and it is. And also, what people need to know is that when the Caps played at the Cap Center, it was not a sellout.
No, it was
the seating
saw
was,
this.
The seating
That's
was
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, the seating was perhaps described as sporadic.
Right.
So when she did
it,
it was, you were calling attention to yourself quite a bit.
Let me see. I'll show you guys and the Ustreamers. This is the way it was done, because I have to do the nonverbal.
Right.
She would go, "That's Mike O'Mara."
and
then she'd walk back to her seat.
Yeah.
And I would sit there just going, you know, I couldn't do
Flipping
that.
The birds,
it was usually on the way to or from
kind
the
of
place
like
that sold chicken tenders.
Kind of like a Simpsons Nelson.
It was very
exactly.
It was, I'm pointing you out because you don't like it.
DJ.
Were you with Mrs. O'Mara version 1.0?
I was with several different
you were dating
incarnations
at this time. Okay.
Of,
seems to me this was the days of your posse.
It could have been. That was 1.0.
But that was...
2.0 might have been.
Well, the thing is that, again, this was several seasons. So it could have been several
before
incarnations.
Before I met Windows 7. but
much better than Vista.
It was
much
it was,
better.
You know, it was a fun old barn to play in, and we had a good time. So I go back when it was dorky, and it's not. I'm not going to equate it with the Red Sox because I'm a transplant to this area, but I have rooted for this team since I've come down here. I skated with the Washington Capitals alumni.
I still have a puck.
I have buddies of mine that have their jerseys hung up in the Raptors, Ivan LeBray and Rod Langway.
Right. Yes.
You boys were at my wedding when Rod Langway was there, which was very cool.
Oh, that was very cool.
And, you know, so it's
you
a
know,
big
we,
deal.
We actually did a shootout on the ice at the Cap
Center. I was Mr. Hockey, and Rob was Mr. Non-Sports, and Rob at center ice, Rob and I had a shootout where we had to get as many pucks as we could into the net.
Right.
Rob kicked my ass.
It's the natural Spiewak athletic ability.
Rob, if I remember, you didn't just beat me. You housed me.
I for some reason, 5-2.
It was,
yeah, it was something pretty
I remember
handy.
That as a fan.
I remember that as a
fan listening to that.
But still, you won because I believe I was in a Pilgrim outfit. I believe so.
Were you really?
I think so.
Were you in a Pilgrim outfit?
And does that make it worse that I beat you?
I gotta find a
picture. Or does it make it better that you were beaten by a man in a Pilgrim outfit?
No, the fact that you won because you really were trying and you beat me fair and square.
It was
straight
pretty good.
Up, pay that man his money.
It was the first time I heard my name on a big PA, and I think it was Marv Brooks was the guy who was the house guy there.
Yeah, probably.
Pretty cool.
Guy that did, he was famous because I think he did figure skating too.
Yes, he did. He was also one of the old WPGC good guys.
Okay, that's
and,
right.
And I just remember in that big sound system.
He preceded Wes Johnson,
from WJFK Radio.
Right.
And it was just very, very cool. Whether or not I won,
that's
hardly matters.
You know, so what, last night was
what
long,
was
but
the,
I won.
What was the toil, though, last night where you realize they're going into a second overtime? Because as you know before...
Past your bedtime, Mr. O'Mara.
Late night sports sucks so much.
Yeah, but it's different when it's like this.
Yeah, I know.
Does your wife say anything?
When there's a W at the end. Carla.
Had lost last night.
Carla, at the beginning of the second overtime, said, "That's it. I can't," because Mama was over yesterday. Oh, so Carla was a
little wine.
Carla was a little depleted and
single
sleepy.
Man right over here.
Oh, really? Carla's mom. That's funny. I'd endorse that. Anyway, wouldn't bother me in the bit.
How's that?
I would.
We'd be family.
That's right, Dad. Whoa.
Boy, that would really, you would need a slide rule to figure out the ages.
At that rate.
Boy, cousins.
Oh, that's great booze.
Boy.
So, to make a long story short, it was double overtime, very late. And when you invest emotionally as being, and I'm being, when you really break it down, being a sports fan is like one of the stupidest things to be in the world. Because you're putting this ridiculous amount of emotion and money and just part of yourself.
You're investing yourself into something that's not really
into
yours.
Into a stupid team.
Right. And a fabulous new wardrobe.
Hey. Don't I look splendid? So,
pretty.
Zang.
Pretty.
Hey, doesn't this say, hey, law firm, hire me. So,
Mike O'Mara on the loose,
winning,
and you're sitting there, and you begin my mind in the second overtime after Carla went to bed. My mind drifted because you're waiting and waiting.
Second overtime is probably like 10:30.
As a fan, you start to prepare
early for everybody else.
You start to prepare mentally.
Yes,
mentally. Well, at least for me, if. Last night after after I finally got to, if it hadn't gone a double overtime, I wouldn't have seen the end of the game. Just to let you know,
right? Okay.
As I sat there, I said, "If they lose, I cannot be mad. If they lose, this is not affecting."
This is how I
if
said.
If they lose,
this is how I said the same thing, same exact thing.
Yes.
I said to Carla, I said, "Listen, this is a win. They've come back from 3-0.
Red
They've
Sox
come
fan.
Back. This is yes.
This is really
and
Red
Carla
Sox
says,
logic."
Carla makes a comment along the lines of. Well, that's not really a winning attitude. I'm like,
oh no.
I said, no, the fact is they've already...
that's not really a winning attitude.
It wasn't like that.
Come here, Beluga.
But...
Why don't you love me?
So I say to her, no, you understand, they come back from 3-goal deficit. This is a win because they're already, it's been an entertaining game. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, how can I get win, lose, or draw? And I'm trying to psych myself into it.
They put
right
up a
after
fight.
That, Alex Ovechkin has a breakaway and doesn't score. And I go, M-effer. And I start going out of my mind and overreacting.
Because we've seen that before.
It's so personal. You're staying up. You're investing all of your time, your whole evening. And if you're on the losing end of that, it is a personal defeat, which you get over rapidly.
But you're not investing just an evening. You're truly investing your next day.
Yes.
Because you know, in the, not even the back of your mind, you're
going
to feel like hell for the next
24
hours.
There's also the pressure that if you do not watch this game.
I could fall asleep during the show right now.
Oh, no. Please don't.
If you do not watch this game and you're on your morning show in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And you don't know the ins and outs of this game.
Yes.
You will be called on it.
Yes. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
You have to know these things.
And in fairness to my radio partner, Mr. McEwen, mm-hmm. who stopped texting me after the beginning of the second period,
right.
I was relentless on him today, and he was a good sport about it, about the fact that he
went to bed?
He didn't stay. No, he did stay.
Okay.
He says he stayed up and watched the game. But I was relentless.
Sure.
And I know how pissed off I would have been. And I'm saying to you, Kirk, on this show, which you probably will never hear, that if you had done to me what I did to you today, I would be pissed at you like well into next month. So, and you know what? Note to self, please to say that to Kirk at a certain point.
I'll text
that
you tomorrow, remind you.
I will say that
Send
to him.
A muffin basket.
Because he really, you know, even if he didn't, he was so detailed. Mm-hmm. He did all the highlighting where he knew exactly what was going on.
But you're Mr. Hockey, and you, above all people, are expected to know these things and have seen that game.
But that doesn't trump my conversation with my program director.
Really?
At the end of the game, when Jason Chimera scores the winning goal in the double overtime, I pick up the phone and I call my program director, who had also texted me, and we were going back and forth. Because with all the publicity we've been getting these comments,
big topic.
It's been very good for the radio station.
Yeah.
Been one of the only good week that
shining,
I've had at that radio
moment.
Station.
Like a laser pointer, Mike.
It's
brilliant
been,
and bright.
It's been fun. Uh-huh. So we're going back and forth, and when they score the winning goal, I call him.
It is
and
fun.
And I expletives are flying. You know, I'm doing that tough guy radio talk. Yeah. I'm like, this is it, man. This is what it's all about. We are in the middle of this. This is a good thing. This has changed the complexion of Saturday. I'm so glad we got tickets to give away. This is it. And he's going back and forth. I said, yeah, this is really good. I'm really glad. So we got some good press at the beginning. I said, yeah, they quoted the radio station. There it was at the very beginning
graphic.
Of the game. And he goes, and I'm like, going, and I'm on and on with him about this thing. And then he says to me, hey, Chimera just scored. I said, are you watching the game on TiVo? Are you watching it delayed?
No.
He said, yeah, I'm 4 minutes behind.
DVR.
The worst thing sometime ever invented.
He
was watching it 4 minutes delayed.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just like, I said, you know what? I said, I literally, this was my quote. I said, you, Kirk, everybody, keep up with me, okay? Keep up with me here. It's a live sporting event. I got to run. I'm exhausted. Thanks a lot. And, he's laughing.
He's a PB, Mike. He was watching a skimmer.
Do you
ever TiVo a sporting event? Do you ever do that?
Yeah, I will. What I will do, this is exactly what I will
do. Horse racing.
I watch TiVo sporting events if I'm watching two sporting events at the same time.
Okay. Right.
And I will go back and forth. And what you have to do on TiVo when you're watching two sporting events is you have to record one, then record the other, then you have to
slow down, Mike. People are going to have to write this down.
Yeah, but what I'm doing is you don't just skip back
and
forth.
No, you can't do that.
Because you're recording.
You need to utilize both tuners.
You have to start playing both of them.
Right.
So that when you pause, they will pause where the action stopped, and then you go back and forth. That's usually the only way I do it.
But you're not one of those people that waits 4 hours.
Watches a game later.
You know what
later.
I mean? 4 hours later.
No. I usually like to.
I could never do that.
Sporting events.
I hate that.
The whole joy is live.
Yeah, and someone will text you or you'll see a headline and then it'll ruin it for you.
Yeah,
I don't know how people stay away from it.
I'll do it to watch two at the same time. I will also record a sporting event to review the moment again. If it's like a big game, like a Super Bowl or something like that.
Can I ask you, because I don't use TiVo, I use DVR.
Right.
And I've never used TiVo.
Well,
I've
I think you have a DVR.
I have a DVR too.
We say TiVo like you say Kleenex.
I say TiVo like
Have you ever DVR'd your adult films?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I feel like I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah,
if,
but I can't. But I can't hold on to him.
Oh, okay.
Right. I can't hold on. You know, because it'll be Thursday and the kids are coming over, or you know, Mrs. O'Meara is going to take a look.
Because I feel like if it were me, I mean, I need two.
There was
that's when you definitely use two tuners for that.
There was a particular MILF one that I would have kept forever.
This is not a guarantee, but you know, you can rename the shows.
You can.
Yeah, there's a feature where you can call it like advanced trigonometry.
They used to have that, Buzz, but it doesn't exist anymore.
I'd heard of it.
It doesn't happen. You'll have to tell me the way.
I'm probably behind.
Perhaps after the show, you could tell me the way it used to work.
I see. All right. Mm. All right.
I could hide any porno I wanted. I would just label it Rob on the Radio.
Run
the other way.
We'll edit this out.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Trump talk. I've been wanting to do this with you guys for a long, long time.
Yes, please.
You know, he's all over the news, and there's an interesting article we'll talk about coming back right here on this show.
Brass monkey, that funky monkey. Brass monkey, chunky.
Yes,
see, Mike, the Beastie Boys, they're rap singers.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Rob.
Also douchebags.
No. Yes, they are. Our second segment is brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman.
Jeez.
Right now, Dr. Friedman's offering.
Hey, no name calling.
And besides, he's not talking about the sponsor. He's talking about the artist.
I know. Okay. Let me start again. Our second segment is brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Right now, Dr. Friedman's offering breast augmentation for just $49.90. This is your client.
Happy Passover.
That's right.
That's a savings of over $1,000. And guys, turn those man boobs into pecs. Have someone you know call Dr. Friedman's office today. You'll find his number by clicking the ad on our website.
And Buzz says,
Okay.
Stay there.
You know what?
How's that?
I said we were going to talk about Donald Trump, but Donald Trump can wait.
Uh-oh.
Because I really, you think I should get to these letters.
There are a couple of really, we're trying to keep the letters to a minimum, but these are really great letters.
All right, I'm going to hold off on the Trump thing, and we're going to read some letters that we have. This is some listener mail. Mm-hmm. We don't do it every week like we used to, but occasionally we like to share it with you, and I'm going to share this with you, because otherwise, you know, we won't get to it, we'll forget about it.
These are delightful.
Buzz will pout. All right, let's go. Here we go.
Care.
All right, let's go. thank you. This comes to us from Christy Zink.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, these are great.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. This is a great couple. You like this
read
couple.
On.
Is there anything on Facebook you don't see or are aware of, Rob, or that you don't like totally know is coming and all?
Forgive
that?
Forgive me for printing out this letter, Mike.
Oh, you printed it out.
Yes.
Well, I thought he had.
Well, no, it just all comes through me. But this is actually, as you see, it's a letter to Rob from lesbians.
So this is from Rob.
No.
It's well,
to me.
To Rob.
From
to you.
Christy Zink.
Oh, I apologize.
I have no idea who they are either, Mike. And I still get upset when someone chimes in and says, oh, yeah, they're great.
I wish you wouldn't be upset, Oscar.
Christy sent Rob a message. Is that right?
Exactly.
All right. My wife and I are seriously thinking about getting TMOS tattoos on our legs. So that every time someone sees it, they have to ask what it is, and we can tell them about the podcast.
Brilliant.
Do we need permission from Mark to use the logo? My God, give them a plane ticket and send them out here.
Yeah.
Where are they from?
Albuquerque.
Oh, sorry.
Permission granted, though.
Can't afford it. But no, come by the studio. We'll let you. If you do that and you can get out here to the Virginia countryside and come to this show, we will let you sit in on a show if you have a tattoo.
Absolutely. Nice.
Two lovely blondes.
Really?
Send pictures.
They're two. Well, my wife and I.
Yeah, yes. They're lesbians, Mike.
From Christy. Christy is writing about her wife.
Oh,
herself.
My.
Yes.
You see.
If they get those, we will load you up with stuff, and we welcome you into our living room studio.
Yes.
So, Christy, if you do that with your lovely bride, and get the real logo, too. That's terrific. Send them the artwork. Make sure they get the right stuff.
I told you they were good letters.
Wow, this is good.
Are you okay?
Good stuff.
Mike's just staring now at the page.
Not really.
Hey, no.
Reading makes me tired.
Mike just TiVo'd that letter and renamed it.
At least you can read.
You have permission to use the logo. Yay. Congratulations. All right. Our next letter comes from Eric Flocchini.
Close enough.
The amazing Flocchini.
Flocchini. Flocchini.
He's definitely a magician.
Subject, thank you, Buzz, and the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Buzz. I wanted to pass along to you that the show is firing on all cylinders right now. I could not disagree more. I cannot even begin to explain how your daily dose of righteousness has influenced my circle of friends and I. She's talking to you.
No, he's talking, I think, about all of us.
Well,
about
when I hear righteousness.
Yeah.
Sounds like a kiss-up to me.
I started listening to D&M when I moved to Hawaii there in 2004. My friend attending Georgetown turned me on to the program, going as far as to send me the show recorded through his webcam. Right. As an impressionable douchebag college student. I love that. I love that that's become part of the vernacular.
People have embraced it.
As an impressionable douchebag college student, I immediately forced my roommates to listen. Unsurprisingly, my fellow University of Hawaii overachievers, insert sarcastic clap, Rob, there you go, took to the show like Oscar to goose and water. We were addicts. Even after graduation, as we matured and the show evolved into the podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show remained a steady topic of conversation.
Yay.
Your news, your message, Rob's crown royal, Mike's outbursts and acerbic wit, and recently, Oscar's domestic transgressions all became steadfast reminders of what it means to be human.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of a radio show being an inch deep and a mile wide, thank you for using that quote, I like, inspired us to pursue our true passion, law.
I knew this would happen.
Well, there's nothing that works harder than a Hawaiian lawyer.
Please know, your show and your news have inspired a group of college kids to become lawyers.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Wow. Lawyers!
We cannot be held liable for that.
Lawyers, my God. Thank you and the entire gang. May the next generation be inspired as well. And no, not a single one of us is related to Mark.
And then I think one more good one.
That is a great letter. Yeah. All right, the last letter here before we get to the birthdays, and I want to do that as well.
Okay.
This last letter, Oscar, if you can see the birthday.
No problem, I'll take care of
it. Check out the birthday letters there. As a matter of fact, we'll have a nice fun experiment. We'll let Oscar read the birthday letters.
I think that's fine.
Wow, I think that'll really start a turnaround in his life.
This next one comes to us from Larry Price. Subject, animated show, telemarketer.
Uh-huh.
Hello, gang. I finally downloaded and watched the latest tune. I listened to the podcast in which Rob played the tape and had me laughing. Now, what's he talking about? I'm confused.
The latest cartoon from Gabe Strine, the one about Rob and the telemarketer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Okay. Right. But now with the tune, I wonder if I've seen that one. I think I've seen
you
that.
Saw
you
it. Have
you said that
we watched
today.
It together.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God, of course. It's it's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best one we've done. He's done. But now with tune visualization, I was in tears. If this ever gets read during the show, let this be a testament of an all-new way to enjoy TMOS. If any listeners haven't bought the animated episodes, then they definitely are missing out on funny. Keep the funny up. I look forward to the Big Duff 2 and my limo ride to the secret end of time party.
Nice.
Captain Caps fan, Larry.
How about that?
Thank you very much, Larry Price.
Weren't those good letters?
Now, Oscar, Mike, what are you doing on your iPhone?
Do you want to see
up some more birthdays?
Do you want to see a picture of those two lesbians?
Oh, boy, do I.
Here you go.
Happen to have them handy?
Oh, wow.
Good looking couple, aren't they?
Boy, one of them has big, beautiful breasts.
Yes. I believe her name is Caitlin, is it not?
I don't know.
It would be tagged,
Christine,
wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but I was... No, it's not tagged, actually.
Do I love the lesbians?
I do love them. They are really, really lovely people.
I would love it. If they get those tattoos, they can join us here in studio. They can come here from Albuquerque.
Not sure that should be on their leg, though.
Where would you like to see it? On their private area?
Any place would be fine.
Upper thigh?
Maybe the breast?
Vulva? Blah, blah.
The pubic.
Would you like to see it on their blah, blah?
That's Mike, the plural.
Near the pubic bone?
Right across the top?
Sure.
Yeah. That's what Carrie's has hers with the arrow that says, the arrow that says, I'm with stupid.
Yeah, it was before she met me.
The blah, blah, blah. Put it on, you know what? I think you should put it on your blah, 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 blah.
I'm sorry, sir.
Put it in your put it on the brr. All right.
There
and
are
now,
a ton of birthdays. How do you guys want to address these? We could read them individually, or we could say the age and the name and put everybody together.
I think it's your call. I think
I hate to read.
I know you do.
I can't read.
I would put it right on any way you want to put it.
Okay. Well, I have a personal one at the end, but I'll go with the ones that are in my hand right now.
Okay.
Okay. So with Stephanie, and you could read that last name because you know I'm not from this land.
Is it Matulik?
Matulik. Yeah. Matulik. Or Matulik. Oh,
yes. A big supporter of the show.
That's from Matulik. My land. The land of Poland.
Hey, how about those lesbians getting the tattoo? That's Matulik.
Her birthday was the 17th. A happy birthday to Stephanie. Uh-huh. Are you taking a picture of me?
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of you reading.
All right. For Stephen Douglas McIntyre, his birthday was the 15th, and he turned 61. 61.
61. Started again. I wasn't paying attention. I was taking a picture.
For Stephanie Matulik.
Matulik.
Yeah, she turned, doesn't say what she turned, but her birthday was the 17th.
Happy birthday.
She's a big listener. On Friday the 15th, I know you're passing out.
No, I'm not.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre turned 61.
Happy birthday, Steve. Mike now doing one of my favorite impressions, Oscar during the audio vault.
apparently, our friend Bob Oz Farrell turned 50 on the 14th.
Hey, now wait a minute. Everybody that gets a birthday greeting has to have the birthday song sung to them.
Everybody?
Every single individual.
Yes. So we'll be singing.
See, I was trying to do the Costco of birthdays.
No, don't
so
rapid
like
fire.
Six of them.
So was the first guy 61?
No, the first lady
was Matulik.
Was Matulik.
And we don't have any. And how old is she?
Doesn't say
she
her
doesn't
age.
Say.
And what's
it's not
the
polite
to where did the 61 come in there?
Yeah.
There was a different guy.
That's Steve McIntyre.
Douglas McIntyre.
You're confusing the hell out of it. Let me see it. All right, let me. I won't be able to follow.
I was just trying to expedite the birthday.
All right, Stephanie Matulik writes, "Hi, Buzz. I know it's a selfish request. My birthday is on Sunday the 17th. I consider it an absolute honor to receive a special TMS birthday greeting. It's been a rough year personally for me." Okay. All right, anyway, let me see. So that's Stephanie. Happy birthday.
Hey,
happy birthday.
Stephanie.
All right, next one comes from Stephen Douglas McIntyre. I turned 61 on Friday, April 15th. That was last week.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
He might not even be alive anymore.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre. Happy birthday.
McIntyre.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. There, you can start again. Okay. Now I'm caught up.
Pick it up.
And
right.
While we pause, I have one here that I wanted to throw in. I didn't know we were going to do birthdays.
Throw them all in. Let's get them all out of the way.
Great fan, Sarah Walling. I think she's out of the country right now, but downloading us in the United Kingdom.
Cool.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
You know what? Are we Skype ready?
Yeah.
Can we get Skype ready?
Okay.
Because I know it's not the 22nd, uh-huh. but you know what? There's a birthday tomorrow.
Ooh.
There's a birthday tomorrow.
Well, there's birthdays every day.
And I'm going to give RJ a phone number, and I just want him to call this number.
He's going to give RJ a phone number.
An April 22nd
a phone
birthday.
Number. Did it sound like Funburn?
Funberg.
All right. You know,
sounds like something you do in the
locker
room.
I wish I had your schedule.
By the way, can CB Lucas reduct Rob's sinuses?
Can you read that? The one on the bottom? Can you read that one? All right.
Can I throw these at you while we talk?
All right.
Go ahead. Buzz Oz Farrell, his birthday was on the 14th, and he turned 50. Happy birthday, Buzz.
Bob Oz Farrell.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, man.
Oz.
Liz.
Oh, incidentally. The birthday that RJ's calling, we don't necessarily have to do it that way.
Okay.
You know, okay, next. Go ahead.
You might want to read this next one.
Okay, it's let me see.
One for Mike.
Hi, guys. I was hoping with the recent Mega Millions jackpot, I was hoping to win the recent Mega Millions jackpot so that perhaps the Living Room Studios could be named after me.
Nope.
For some consideration, of course. Since that didn't happen, I'm on the plan B. Could you please wish me happy birthday on Thursday, April 14th? Well, that was last week.
Yes.
But we have to do it now and go, this is for Liz Horton.
Hey, Liz.
And she's got a name in the middle that's D-U-V-I-G-N-E-A-U-D.
Horton. Happy birthday.
Horton. Are you calling the number?
Apparently.
Seems to be a problem.
Say Hello? Verbal. What are you doing?
Check seems the last to be a... four.
Huh?
The last four.
Last four
he doesn't
digits?
Know what the
yes.
last four.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Hey, do something f***ing fast for once in your life.
Here's another little filler
Jesus
for you.
Jesus Christ.
You want to see something fast? Give him a plate of brownies.
Honest to God. Yeah, they'll be go. All right.
Aww,
hi, guys.
Nice.
Love the show. I've been a fan of its many incarnations going back 15 years. My wife, Jaina, and I have birthdays within a few days of each other, and I was hoping you could sing the official birthday song of TMOS. This would mean a great deal to me and very little to my wife. I'm hoping that if she hears her name on the podcast, it may convince you to listen rather than me hashing whatever. Anyway, this is Nick Finarelli, and what's the wife's name?
Jana.
Really? Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Is it ringing? Is it ringing? Don't point.
Yes
is
or
it
no.
ringing? Yes or no? Jesus.
It is.
I ask RJ. This is for you, Stream. I ask him if it's ringing, and he goes like this.
No.
Asking for level. It's ringing now.
Oh, this is exciting, isn't it?
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, wow. What a surprise.
Mom, we're recording the podcast right now, and we do a segment every Thursday, which is called Listener Mail, and part of Listener Mail is birthdays, and I know yours is tomorrow, but since we were doing the birthday segment, I thought we would all do this for you right now, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mary. Happy birthday to you.
Just like an organ. Beautiful.
That was better than the Yale Whiffenpoops.
The Yale Whiffenpoops.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's going back a long time.
I love when she makes a joke catering to me.
Yes.
That's right. Rob actually knows the Whiffenpoops.
He was
and
in them.
Mary, happy 35th birthday. How are you?
Thank you, darling.
It's a special birthday because this is the last birthday where you're in the house before you go up to Boston. And I thought we're lucky to get you because I thought Kathy would have picked you up and brought you up to Boston for Easter. Is she doing that today?
She's due any minute now.
She's due any minute. So we caught you at the last
that
minute.
That is amazing.
Perfect. That is terrific.
Do you think at any time Kathy will give you a picture of your birthday gift?
Oh, my God. Rob, do not say that. Rob never forgets that Kathy gave me a picture of something for my birthday one
May
year.
May I dress, Mom?
Yes, this is Mom. This is
Oscar. She didn't give it to you after the fact.
Yes, she did.
She did. She remembers that.
Yeah, that's good. Well, she's a mom. She keeps track.
This is Oscar, and you're on the podcast with Oscar Santana. This is our youngest member of the podcast who wants to say hello.
Mom, if you don't mind, with all due respect, I'd love to call you Mom if that's okay with you.
I'm Mom or Nana with everybody.
Oh, that's sweet. Nana, well, that's I will say Mom. And I will say that you, when you think about today and you think about your son, you think about your birthday overall, know that there's only one guy in the world that could actually broadcast your birthday to millions and millions of people. And that is your son. That is your son, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
I feel like a celebrity.
Yeah. So does he.
He should be your favorite.
And I'm trying to think today you are, is it 91 or 92?
Yes.
It's 91. I don't want to
throw it. Don't rush it, Mike.
Don't rush it. I will not.
But the birthday is tomorrow.
91 tomorrow.
91 years young tomorrow. Wow. That is the special birthday. And how do you feel at the age of 91?
Tired.
Mike feels that way at 51.
I know. I stayed up late and watched the hockey game last night, so I'm tired today.
You'll never learn, Mike.
I know. Well, listen, I know you're going up to Kathy's house for the Easter weekend and for your birthday, and I'll be seeing you actually 1 week from tomorrow, so we're looking forward to that. And, you know, I just want to make sure, Mom, since we're getting everything out of the house, all the real valuable stuff will be going in my car. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
I put it all aside for you.
And any, since this is the last call we're going to make to my childhood home, any poignant message you would like to give our vast listening audience on this, the day before your 91st birthday?
You're going to make me cry.
Oh. No, you know, you're handling this very well. This is a very bittersweet time, but you've done a great job with everything, and I just wanted to say happy birthday. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you in a week.
Thank you, darling. Can't wait.
Okay, you take care and have a happy birthday, Mom.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, bye-bye.
Very nice.
Love you.
Very nice.
So sweet.
I stayed up late last night. I'm going to cry.
Don't do it.
I'm going to cry. That's my mommy.
I thought her advice was going to measure twice, drill once.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to get anything of value after the sister's been there.
Uh-oh. You know?
That's that sound.
Look, Mike, it's a picture of Kruger Ants.
No, I'm kidding. Kathy's done all the work.
Do you remember measure twice, drill once?
Yes. It's going to be great. I don't know. I literally...
Well, not for Mike, it's drill, because remember, it was a hole to see into the bathroom.
Do we have any more birthdays? Do we get them all? I don't know if I... I really don't know what I'm walking into next Friday. I have no idea what it's going to be. I think that...
Well, it's probably an intervention. This all is all a ruse.
Good news, we're keeping the house, but Mike, we're a little worried about the drinking.
I'll have more of this, obviously, when I come back from that. But apparently what I'm going to be walking into, the Goodwill or whatever the church group is mm-hmm. that she has donated most of her furnishings to
right.
have already been through the house.
So is she so living like in a flop house with nothing?
She's got like her chair.
Mm-hmm. A folding chair.
She's got
chair.
Her TV, her table,
cot.
Her bed, mm-hmm. and that's how she's hanging out. And wow. and they're closing this week. They're closing on her new place up in Boston, so that's what they're going to be doing. But 91, and she's still doing great.
Do you suppose there are any remnants, pardon me, in the liquor cabinet of Uncle Bill Sheehan leaving just a little bit?
The early times.
Yes, I always love that story.
The early times, and we were looking in the liquor cabinet, and there was Uncle Bill Sheehan's early times whiskey that he brought to every family gathering, and it would be full. And then by the end of the Thanksgiving celebration, there would be that much left. A
couple of shots.
And we would be having a ham or a turkey or sure. roast beef. And this was, you could set your watch to it that later on, because he was a smoker,
sure.
like they all were, drinkers and smokers, that some piece of meat would go down the wrong way.
Oh, dear.
Like clockwork. This was as sure as the sun rising. This is what would happen. And it would happen at varying times. Mm-hmm. It'd be in the second half of the meal, right before we were about to clear the plates
sure.
off.
Right.
And you would hear
oh dear.
And he would turn scarlet.
And like all old people, he'd wave you off.
Right? He would wave out. You know,
don't
fine.
Help me, I'm fine.
You know, I'm fine, but you're turning scarlet and you sound like you're going to die. And they would recover it. And then sometimes it was worse than others where he'd do the, you know, almost the self Heimlich where
right.
he'd be like,
yeah.
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 Yeah. A little
the gut against the
gristle.
Table. I've done that before.
Got against the table. But salute. And I'll never forget my old man's funeral.
Yes.
And my father who, I think in the, today you would call what he had COPD. That's uh-huh. exactly, because you see right. that all over now. And Buzz, you can relate to that.
What is it?
It's a lung, your debilitated right. lung function due to many years of smoking.
Reduced lung
and
function.
And some
yeah.
other stuff okay. like that. But cigarettes really are what did
sure,
him
complicated.
In. And I'll never forget, man, we're coming out of the church. We're coming out of the funeral home. Mm-hmm. And we're getting, my father's wow. In the hearse, and we're getting ready to go to mm-hmm. the church. And I look over, and there's my Uncle Bill Sheehan, the lead car. And he is lighting up his cancer right. stick. And then I think it was maybe less than, it might be less than a year
wow.
later. That was the second one, as they all just went.
I could have been
like
that guy.
Little wow. old dominoes, yes. Well, we're all better off for not smoking.
When you head up there, when you're packing stuff up, if you get to pack up your father's tools.
Yes.
Keep them away from Chad Ram.
That rat bastard.
Oh, boy. I hope I don't get in trouble for this.
Why?
Oh, damn it. I should have had her. She wouldn't do it. She'd hate to do it on the radio.
Right.
That's not her style. She did have a piece of news for me.
What's that?
You're going to unhinge your jaw and laugh.
You mentioned this earlier today.
I mentioned
elsewhere.
This without mm-hmm. using names
right.
on the,
okay.
on the podcast. As a matter of fact, do me a favor and edit out the name. Okay,
oh,
when
do
we
that.
In post edit
well,
out the name.
I think we all know the name, don't
okay,
we?
Okay, we all know the name. You
so
know
just
name.
Don't say it because if you say it, it's going to go on the stream. So
somebody,
there's no keeping
I was
secret.
Told by my mom uh-huh. at 52,
yes.
uh-huh. is coming back to live with mom and dad. Hi.
I also could have been that guy.
Yeah, that's so true.
We'll take a break, come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Hi, Mom. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. Flowers are not your only Mother's Day option. You can find gifts of all kinds at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. When you think of shopping for any occasion, think MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike, it's your phone.
Hello. Hold on just a second. Let me put you on speaker. Hold on just a second.
Someone's calling.
I'm going to put you on
somebody
speaker.
Important?
There you go.
Someone yeah. from your hometown?
Yes, honey. Go ahead.
Does anybody want Chipotle?
Anybody in the, we're doing two
oh,
shows.
Oh, that's very sweet of
anybody
her.
Want Chipotle?
No.
None for me, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'll pass.
No from Oscar. No from Rob.
No, thank you.
No from Buzz.
No, thanks.
No from Mark.
I'll have some Mucinex D.
Raven.
Yeah.
RJ.
No, thank you, Carlo.
Oh, are you sure? Come on.
God, what's wrong with these men?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Is hey, your lovely mother with you?
Hold on. I think I know somebody it. That might take advantage. RJ, are you sure you wouldn't like a little burrito?
Yes, I'm sure. Thank you.
You positive?
Yes, I'm positive.
It's the sandwich of your people, RJ.
My people.
Only me,
My
Carlo.
People.
Only me.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. Love you. Thank you for bringing by burritos.
Thanks, Carla.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
All right, there she goes. All right, that's good stuff.
But if she goes by a Perkins, I'll take a pie.
Perkins. Time to open up the audio vault for Thursday, the 21st of April, 2011. What do you have for us today, Rob?
Everyone will agree that Carla is lovely. And speaking of lovely, I think we'd all agree that Tyra Banks is gorgeous.
Yes, very easy on the eyes.
Really, really good looking.
I don't like her, but I mean, she's gorgeous.
No, I think she's gorgeous.
I think she's a very, very pretty lady, but I think she's
dumb. A hack talk show host.
Dumb as a box of cotton balls.
I'm glad you bring that up. I'd like for you to listen to this. This was a tip on from her to how to wear high heels.
Okay.
See if the math checks out for you, okay?
Okay, good.
Because it's really solid.
This will bring me joy.
My secret is a platform heel. You know, where on the ball of the foot, it's that thick inch or inch and a half of extra chunk. The secret to the platform is that however high the platform is underneath the ball of your foot, takes away from the height of the heel. So say the height of the heel is 5 inches. Woo! 5-inch stilettos. I can never wear those. But if you have an inch or an inch and a half platform, that heel is really just 3.5 or 3 inches. Yeah.
Okay. What? So she's saying what? 5 minus 1 is 3.
Did you do this all on your own? Did you do this all on your own?
I had some help, but the more I listened to it, the more it troubled me. Now, it makes sense what she's saying, that you're really not on 5-inch heels if you have a large platform.
Okay,
but the subtraction is what bothers me.
But she said an inch to an inch and a half
for the
platform.
So what the answer should be
is... So an inch and a half platform and a 3.5-inch heel works out to 5.
No, it doesn't. Listen to it again.
All right. I still think I'm enjoying this.
My secret is...
Because she's saying 5...
Right.
Minus yep. 1 or 1.5. She never says the magic word 4.
Right.
The secret to the platform is that however high the platform is underneath the ball of your foot takes away from the height of the heel. So say the height of the heel is 5 inches.
5 inches.
Woo! 5-inch stilettos. I can never wear those. But if you have an inch or an inch and a half platform, that heel is really just 3.5 or 3 inches.
3.5. Get it?
But 3! There was never 2!
Do you have that
it's
explosion,
wrong.
Mike?
She's rounding.
I like Buzz.
I mean, I agree.
Like Buzz doing the arguing.
You know what, Buzz?
This.
You can back her up all day. You're never going to get laid.
She's
not going to sleep with you. And that can be the only reason I think you're defending her, because she's clearly wrong.
I like this. I just like anything that makes her sound stupid. I'm going with it.
I agree. She's not bright.
When I hear that clip, all I think about is hardwood floors and how those damn heels just put little divots in them. Isn't that weird that I think about that?
Are we getting back to your life now?
No, it's not about me.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting. Well,
it sounded like. No, it sounded though. No, but I'm not saying that would be a bad thing. But is that?
It sounded personal.
It sounded personal.
No. I am actually in the process of buying a condo, as you know.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I'm thinking of putting hardwood floors in, and then I started thinking, what about all the whores and their stiletto heels?
Keep them barefoot.
They're just gonna bang it all up.
Keep them barefoot.
Listen, as far as Oscar Santana is concerned, I go on record saying this: it's going to be a great summer. just wanted to say.
And the hardwood floors won't only be on the ground.
That's right.
That's right.
Hey, baby.
Well said, Rob.
Mike, I know yesterday you were celebrating Science Day, which is why you're so tired today.
Science!
What town in the United States has the best fans of any town?
Wichita.
The answer is Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
That's right. Sports fans. Because in celebration of Science Day, the University of I think it was Penn State, built a robot to throw out the first pitch.
Now, that would be very, very cool.
The pitch came a few feet short, and what do the fans of Philadelphia do?
They boo the robot! They boo the robot! Let's listen to them.
The excitement continues now with Philbot, a robot constructed to throw out the first pitch by members of the University of Pennsylvania.
Forgive me. Pitch lands short. What a great city.
Hey, don't like
those,
love
that.
Those educated people.
And I do love that when they did that, the Philly fanatic turned around and shrugged.
Who knew? Right.
And Mike, I know another reason why you're tired. When were you going to tell us about your job as a TV reporter?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Oh,
dear. That's right.
Instead of paying almost $4 for gas, how would you like to run your car on salt water?
Right.
Now, it may sound crazy, but wait until you see what a local inventor has come up with that could change the world. And as Channel 3's Michael Mara shows us, that's not all he's trying to do.
And salt water is everywhere.
And to see it burn actually gives me chills.
So imagine the possibilities. Salt water as the ultimate clean fuel.
That's you.
A happy byproduct of one man searching for a cure for cancer.
You fat?
In Erie, Pennsylvania, Mike O'Mara, Channel 3 News.
Follow that man's career. Is it Erie?
It is certainly Erie. Is.
In the land of McBride?
Yeah, it is, actually, yeah.
Mike O'Mara. Yes, sir. That's where Mike O'Mara is doing his work.
Chris Matthews is a needless, doughy hump, obviously, but I like that he did this. Mm-hmm. He went through the interview that Trump did on NBC or MSNBC.
Right. Yeah, I'll tell you, he's a doughy hump, but let me tell you something. The dude, if he tackles you, if he gets on you, you feel it. He definitely knows how to take bites out of these guys.
Well, he does something with Trump that no one else has. He found Trump's crutch.
Good. Time for the big number. During Savannah Guthrie's interview with Donald Trump, we learned how to tell if the Trumpster doesn't like a question. Here it is.
Excuse me, Savannah, you brought this up. Excuse me. If he wasn't born, excuse me. Well, that's another, excuse me. Right. Frankly, let me just tell you. Excuse me. Excuse me. I have very, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. I told you exactly what I do. Excuse me.
How do you attack the deficit? How does that go to the U.S. default on its obligations?
I don't think you have to default.
All in all, 18 excuse me's from Donald Trump today in one show interview. Wasn't that Steve Martin's line? 18, tonight's very big number.
There you go.
Mike,
oh, that's good stuff.
Could you guys play that again? And Mike, you play your sound effects every time he says, excuse me.
All right, go ahead.
And keep in mind, that was just the interview condensed. They didn't repeat any excuse me.
That's the one I've selected.
There you go.
Thank you. Time for the big number. During Savannah Guthrie's interview with Donald Trump, we learned how to tell if the Trumpster doesn't like a question. Here it is.
Excuse me, Savannah, you brought this up. Excuse me. If he wasn't born, excuse me. Well, that's another, excuse me. Yeah. Frankly, let me just tell you. Excuse me. Excuse me. I have very, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. I told you exactly what I do. Excuse me.
Excuse me. Savannah. How does that go to the U.S. default on its obligations?
Excuse me. I don't think you have to default.
Sounds like he got something from Chipotle.
Good call on that one, Mark.
Time for one more?
One more before we go to news.
I woke up because of allergies today feeling like utter hell, and this made me smile and laugh because it's two great things. We have this on our YouTube page. Search Mike O'Mara Show on YouTube. You can see this. It looks like a German Shepherd mix, and they're blowing bubbles, and the dog is biting the bubbles, and the one-year-old enjoys this a lot.
I love this.
I call this hysterical bubbles. More bubbles. More bubbles.
That's awesome.
More bubbles. Please do look at that on our YouTube page.
That is great stuff. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Buzz and News right after this. Thank you. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. People crack up when they hear me do this when I supposedly break and then I come back.
Right.
But it's, since we don't explain it all that often, for those of you that are new to the show, when we do that is for our loan affiliate, KCJJ, out in beautiful scenic Coralville, Iowa, because they put commercials in. So when you hear me do that, that's why we do this on the show.
It was
just
so
for
cool.
those of you that are newbies.
So cool to hear the show on the radio because it is neat to hear it like on a clock radio.
Do I give them enough time?
Yes, and it's really weird because I'm unaccustomed to hearing commercials.
Right.
Yes. I'm accustomed to hearing the record continue.
Very cool. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. The man, the legend. Here he is, Buzz Burbank, who disagrees with Rob Spiewak about mathematical analyses of Tyra Banks.
He's very hard on the ladies.
Yes, he is.
You can say that again. Hey, now.
We're brought to you today by Pro Flowers. Your mom likes the thoughtful you the best. This Mother's Day, show her you're not a screw-up. Send her flowers from Pro Flowers. For just $19.99, you can get a beautiful arrangement along with a free glass vase or other specials. Help yourself and help the show by clicking the Pro Flowers ad. The Pro Flowers ad on our website.
Easy for you to say.
Tax the rich.
Everyone's having a good time.
That's good.
Americans haven't exactly taken up torches and pitchforks, but that is their message: tax the rich. A new survey by the Washington Post and ABC News shows that most of us strongly oppose the Republican plan to privatize Medicare through a voucher system. In fact, the poll shows that most Americans want Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security left alone. They're even against cuts in the military budget, although they're less adamant about that one. A majority of us even oppose across-the-board budget cuts, which is another way of saying that most of us don't want smaller government. What we want, according to this poll, is to raise taxes on the wealthiest Americans, 91% of Democrats, 68% of independents, and even 54% of Republican voters agree on this: tax the rich.
Here's the question.
All right.
Is the I only get to one conclusion when you talk about taxing and taxing the rich.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As somebody who used to make a few dollars,
right,
I really didn't ever worry about getting taxed a little bit too
much.
Didn't
think about it, right?
I really didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't a small business owner. I had a small business for a while, mm-hmm. and that beat the crap out of me. Taxes mm-hmm. were one of the reasons the business did not do well.
Nerd.
But as an individual, say mm-hmm. I'm an individual that I've got, you know, mm-hmm. if somebody's out there and they're making a lot of money,
right,
it really doesn't hurt that much.
No.
It really doesn't. If you're taxing the people with the most money, it really doesn't hurt that much.
The very wealthiest Americans, your Bill Gates et al., are happy to pay. In fact, have said publicly, I would be happy to pay more taxes.
Where the problem comes mm-hmm. and where the argument can be made is when you talk about the businesses.
Right.
The small right. businesses.
And I don't think anybody wants to hurt them. When we say tax the rich, and some conservatives have successfully tied the phrase taxing the rich to taxing small business.
Right.
Those don't have to be one and the same.
You got to separate
those. Yeah, we can tax rich individuals without right. punishing the businesses that really can provide jobs.
But do let's punish General Electric.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, the big businesses mm-hmm.
that didn't pay anything this year.
Rocking
right?
and rolling. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead and take care of that. What my point is uh-huh. that I think what you get is a very small number of legislators that are in the pocket of these businesses. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And,
that's where the donations
they're
come
getting,
from.
They're right. getting their money mm-hmm. from these rich guys.
Right.
And that's why we have this.
Now, Republicans have spent the better part of the last 3 years finding fault with Barack Obama. What they haven't found over the last 3 years is somebody to run against him in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Another new poll, this one by the Pew Center, says most Americans cannot, without help, name a single Republican presidential hopeful. Specifically, they were asked to name the Republican candidate they've heard about most. 53% couldn't think of anyone. This could explain why in surveys that name names, Donald Trump comes out on top. He has a TV show. Him we know. Tim Pawlenty, not so much. Analysts say this is because the public isn't terribly interested and because there hasn't been much news coverage of Republican hopefuls. The Obama campaign, meanwhile, is already in high gear. The president's making fundraising appearances in California this week. Today, he'll have one of his town hall meetings in Reno. It's one of a series of town hall meetings that Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor calls political theater.
You know, with all this venom towards the Obama administration and his popularity being lower than it's ever been,
at its lowest,
here's a little prediction. Mm-hmm. Barring some complete scandal, and mm-hmm. I have to qualify it,
right?
Because mm-hmm. you never know.
You never
know. It can happen a week before the election.
That's right.
And often
barring
does.
That, I believe that President Obama wins his second term. Mm-hmm. He goes back into the White House on a skateboard. He absolutely.
Well, if he does that, he'll definitely
that's,
win.
That's hot.
He is. He wins re-election.
I'd pay to see that.
Not necessarily by a landslide, mm-hmm. but he wins.
Well, okay. historically speaking,
going away.
America loves the incumbent.
Right.
I think the only recent is Carter. Is he the only one
yeah,
who lost?
Yeah, I think the only.
And
Jimmy
that was
Carter.
Yeah, and that was sort of an odd situation of itself.
Exactly.
But the incumbency, America likes what they know.
Right.
They're
going to
be happier being unhappy with something they're comfortable
mm-hmm.
with.
So. Watch what happens. Yeah.
Libya lingers longer. For a while, the situation in Gaddafi land appeared to favor the freedom fighters, but now the NATO operation is facing a phenomenon known as mission creep. In other words, it's becoming apparent there is no quick or easy answer to stopping the fighting in Libya. Gaddafi and his military are outsmarting the military commanders from France, Italy, Great Britain, and the U.S. with camouflaged weapons and vehicles.
How do you possibly outsmart the French military?
And I cannot see Gaddafi on TV anymore without thinking of that guy from Saturday Night Live.
I know.
Fred Armisen. Right. I see him in that outfit, and I see the guy from Saturday Night Live.
Now, there's
crazy.
A guy with hats.
I think the funniest joke on Saturday Night Live this season is when Gaddafi pulled all the internet.
And he said, I was supposed to be there between noon and four.
One of today's big stories is about how iPhones and iPads are tracking and logging your every move through GPS. Experts say this information is easily hacked from your phone and or from the computer with which you sync your device. What most of these reports don't say is that nearly every smartphone, regardless of make or model, does the same thing. The reports don't mention that this information is not being sent back to Apple or anyone else for that matter. Not yet, not currently anyway. And the reports don't mention that the feature is one that people actually requested so that they can find their lost iPhones.
The subject for a good chunk of a future show, but we talked about this on the edge a little bit, and Kirk was talking about the fact that, you know, if they have the technology like they have with pets now, you know, to take your newborn and put a little chip in there so that if the kid was ever kidnapped, do you do that?
Absolutely.
That really works on you, doesn't it?
You do that?
Yes.
I still don't know.
It's a scary future.
You know, 30 years from now, and your kids
kind of sounds like a Tom Cruise movie.
Your kid's like drinking a double Jägermeister in Camelot. You know, you're not sure you want to.
No, one for your kid, one for your wife.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, you can always take the chip out.
Kind of fresh on you. Yes, I understand. No problem.
You can plant them in the stilettos.
Come on, if it was for safety's sake and that's all you'd use it for.
Right. Well, if that's all it would be used for, it would scare me because of all the movies we've seen.
Potential for misuse.
With Big Brother. We'll do that on another show.
You know
show.
That you can use the GPS to see if your kid is speeding.
Yeah, that's
you can
true.
Actually see how fast they're driving.
It's amazing.
So I say yes.
Three words, barcode tattoos. Finally, crooks are as ballsy as they are stupid. In Watervliet, New York, just outside Albany, a 23-year-old man walked into the TV section at Walmart, picked up a 55-inch Samsung, and headed straight to the return desk where he asked for a refund.
TV store.
Hello, TV store.
The clerk knew exactly what she was doing when she handed him nearly $2,000 in cash because store security was standing right behind the man to hold him until the cops got there.
So to consummate the deal, to take the cash.
To make it the crime.
That's when makes it the crime.
This way, it's grand larceny. In fact, it's outstanding larceny. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show today brought to you by CB Lucas, AC and Heating. CB Lucas made our living room studio cozy and comfy year-round. Mention this ad. Get your AC tuned up for summer. These guys are terrific for just $69. And if you need a new high-efficiency system, call them for a free in-home estimate. Get 36-month same as cash financing or rebates up to $1,200 on new train systems. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas AC and Heating or click their ad on our website. Now listen, for those of you that are Ustreamers, stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the All Phone Call Bonus Hour.
Uh-oh.
And for those of you that just want to listen to it, you can do that as well. But anything you'd like to add to that, Mr.
No,
Hunter?
I mean, originally we said 12:30. It's actually could be a little sooner than that.
A little sooner, maybe closer to noon than 12:30.
Yeah.
Cool. So be aware of that. We'll have that coming up next, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao.
Thank you.